All right. So now we're going to download and digest a lot of what we covered in the last 2 days. The group in the back is having a lot of fun still. That's why they're in the back. That's right. So we want to talk about planning and pathing. Where do we go from here is usually the question that your brain is trying desperately to solve at this point. Is that fair? Oh, because it now has 72 options and you thought it was busy in February. I tell people just wait till March retreat. And then there's June retreat and then there's August retreat and that's the growth retreat. So you'll have even more options. You're just, we're going to narrow the path of what we focus on. How many of you took advantage of study hall today? Helpful? Yeah, I heard great things, right? Just a place to go, ask a few quick questions. How does this really apply? Get some personalized help just to get off the fence and make sure you're in a position to take that next best step, which is great. So let's talk about what we're going to start doing as of today. So you should be getting a form called Starting Today, I Will. You're going to get really familiar with this form. So I want to give you some context for this. We're going to talk about the things that you've decided that you want to change. That's going to be the reflection exercise, right? Starting today, I will only check email twice a day. Starting today, I will ensure that all my client segments are profitable. Starting today, I will find the right CRM to build that really cool service model. Like starting today, I will use one-page plans with all new prospects, like whatever it is. But I want you to do that, not so much in that I have to do it all right now, when I want to go back to that roadmap, the program roadmap. Right, so what are all the options? Your goal is each quarter to go through a process, whether it's using the coaching roadmap, that's your right MVP version. You don't need a business review or be like, literally you just need to go, what are the priorities I'm working on this quarter? They're going to move the needle. It's implementing one-page plan. It's implementing the CRM. It's implementing service model. It's right, pick your poison. That literally from quarter to quarter will get you there as long as it aligns with the goals on the post-it. All you really need is a post-it and a coaching roadmap. The business plan is a really nice thing to have in between. That one-page business plan says, these are the goals. These are the three key objectives I have this year, right? It's not necessarily build client model. Key objective, what's an outcome I want to create might be ensure, right, all clients are profitable, right? Size the client base. Then you go into those priorities. What are the things I need to do? I need to run an analysis. I need to build out the service model. I need to launch the service model. That might take the place over two or three quarters. It might take the place of one if it's really simple and you can knock it out. So I want you to think about this starting today, but in the context of those coaching roadmaps, most of you, if not all of you at this point, have had a coaching call with Lauren. Where's Coach Lauren? Whoop, whoop. We love Coach Lauren. All good things. Some of you have had the privilege of talking with COO Coach Jackie. I've gotten great feedback on that too. Whoop, whoop. So the goal is, as you think about these priorities, as they've helped you clarify, what is it that's most important to me? If I want to accomplish my key objectives this year, how am I going to move the needle? In this case, what are the lessons that I took away from the last 2 days that are going to be the most impactful? So I want you to reflect on it in the structure of your coaching roadmap. If you have your copy with you or electronically, that's great. You can use it. Otherwise, it's just notice four columns. And what we're thinking about is what goes in column two, which is quarter two. So you're still going to continue to focus on what you're focusing on. If you've got your vision and your model practice and your business plan and your time systems implemented, great. If you don't, continue that work until quarter two and then pick up the next priority. The biggest challenge we have is when we turn on all the possibilities for our brain, it wants all of them all at once. It's like, I want that service model. I want the client meeting and I use the one-page plan and I want that sales process. And that is not, I couldn't do that. So that's where you have to decide, where can I most move the needle? What's going to have the greatest impact so that I get some lift, something that's accretive that I can then reinvest and get some more lift so that I can reinvest it so I can get some more lift. Might be client surges. It might be something as simple as I'm going to put in place a client referral campaign for marketing because it's the low-lying fruit and I've just totally done nothing. Wow, that might be an easy thing I could knock out. So don't put 17 things. the starting today I will, I think to one of the questions yesterday, you can sprinkle in other things. If you're like, hey, starting today I will have a one-page client engagement document that says when I'm going to call client back, it's like, yeah, you can knock that out. That does not need to be a quarter-long project, right? So feel free to think about those bigger priorities, but please think about them in the context of your roadmap. For those of you that have teams, this is where, especially for all of you, that launch process, remember the rocket, annual planning, quarterly reviews, right? You're going to set your big important goals for the quarter. Traction calls those rocks. I don't care what you call them. It's the priority for the quarter. You're going to have your team, right, identify the priorities. You're going to meet and report on that on an ongoing basis. You're going to repeat that process quarterly. So we've got a whole quarterly business process review in the guidebook, which is a much more extensive process where you ask yourself personal and professional questions about how the quarter went. Are you on track? What are the priorities? So you can do that on your own or with your teams. The simple version is the roadmap. What did I do last quarter? Where can I move the needle this quarter? That's what Adam did. Adam's entire track through this program was, I got overwhelmed the first 9 months, and then I just picked a niche and that worked. And then I figured out, then I'll just pick, do the next thing, right? Raise my fees. Then I get narrow on the niche. Then I do the next, and he just systematically executed. Now all Adam and Tiff Jarrett, and they're going back and they're up-leveling their game in each of those areas. Right. And that process, by the way, never ends, whether you're in Limitless or not. You're never going to look at your business and be like, done. So the goal is, how do we build a business that we can continuously improve it? Oh, I'm showing you all the fun stuff. Yeah. We can continuously improve it without feeling we have to fix it all at once, which is the great entrepreneurial dilemma. We see the possibility. I get this. We want it. Oh, I want to do that. And everything that is between the second that we know that more is possible, anything else is a lack on our part. We have somehow not done enough. We need to push harder, do more. That's just a story your brain is telling you, right? We all know we're most effective. The Lego exercise this morning, we allocate our resources. We have plan time. We have build time. We know the models and the systems that work. Our number one job is sitting in this space of discerning. What is it we're trying to build? What are the levers that I need to pull? What do I need to account for that I need to fix to get to that goal? And then knowing that, what are the levers I need to pull and what's next? That's it. Like, we overcomplicate it in the big stories in our head and no. What am I building? Because once you're clear on what you're building, you know what aligns. So hopefully you guys should have a good bit of context for how to go through this exercise, but the starting today form is really just designed to help you get clear and get focused. So you're going to leave with that form completed, right, as much as you want. Don't limit yourself. You just don't have to do it all tomorrow. Then you're going to go to your quarterly process, skinny or deep, and you're going to use that process to make sure that you can fill in quarter two on your roadmap. What is, we even put it on there for you, big, insert your big here. Be a Navy SEAL, right? Slow is smooth, Suze is fast. And I literally wrote on there, if it's good enough for the Navy SEALs, it's good enough for you. So when you're like, no, I need five, you're going to be like, oh, I can't, I'm a Navy SEAL. Right? It is so much better to take the time to do something right than to do it twice. The problem is that we hate it when our consultants and our coaches tell us that we have to slow down to speed up. But sometimes that's the truth. So if you were going to pick one thing that you were going to focus on in Q2, what would that thing be? That's the big thing you circle, right? At the end of your starting today, you only get to circle one thing. Doesn't mean you won't get to all of the rest of them, but your job is over the next 30 minutes is going to be to write them down, share them with three people, and make sure you validate that someone has circled, you've got one thing. Does that make sense? So you've got to have someone say, oh, yep, there's things on this page and she's chosen one. She's really clear. Even if she's fibbing to herself, I forced her to choose. All right, everybody have their forms? All right, that is your homework. Starting today, I will. Feel free to have conversations among your groups if you want to discuss priorities. If you've got questions, feel free to raise your hand. We'll be happy to help. I want you to use this time to process everything that you've taken in. And if you do a really good job in 20 to 30 minutes, we'll open the bar. For those of you that are virtually, you can open your bar anytime you want. Just don't rub it in because Joe's counting the minutes. All right. Who's ready to do it all again? Or not. All right. That might be us. Thank you for the enthusiasm from the back of the room, Fibbers. Well, it has been a full and rich 2 days? Whoop, whoop. All right. They're all in the back of the room because the bar's open and they're hanging out back there. That's why you see nobody at the table. Virtual folks, hands up. Did you guys have a good conference? Did you get a lot out of it? Yes, I love it. Allison.
Hi, virtual people.
We love our virtual peeps.
Okay, so we have two winners for our virtual participants. It has been a tight race in the All That Jazz game.
All that.
So we have two winners for the Limitless book set. And it is going to number one, Travis Pudiak. With over 1,700 right. points.
And I just want to say to everyone else, he has the CFP exam on Tuesday. So he's like getting up, studying for hours and actively participating. So I'm just going to be like, we might like be able to raise that bar. That's pretty impressive, Travis. So
okay.
Best wishes.
And our number two winner is Paul Kaler.
Paul, my man. Woo-hoo. Love Paul.
Awesome job, Paul.
Paul's okay. Fun dancer.
Yeah. Oh, Paul's a fun dancer.
He's
okay.
A fun dancer.
All right. And for our in-person people, we are going to be drawing from this basket.
Oh,
Leona is our model of the Limitless book sets. We are raffling off.
Who's got $100 bill for me later? I'm just kidding. All right. All right. I'm suspense.
This is very dramatic shuffling occurring here.
Steve Drost.
Steve. He just left.
Is this one of those you have to be here?
I know.
To...
Do you have to? I feel like you have to be here to win it.
Is he here?
Head nods. Okay.
Is he here, like in the bar, or like here he left?
I think he left.
Okay. All right, Steve. I'm sorry. Okay. This is going to Rosario.
Rosario! Yes!
It pays to stay, people. That's all I'm saying.
It pays to stay.
You know what? I'm so like out of it. So who was just telling me we were having this conversation? This is a completely Matt Nelson and I. Where's Matt? He's having this conversation about revenue is vanity and profit is sanity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Just in case anybody wants to know. All right, that has nothing on it.
Okay. Missed opportunity there.
Yeah.
Okay, our winner is another
Oh,
play.
Wait, no, here. What is Adam?
That does say Adam in yellow.
Yellow. Who writes Adam in yellow?
Who wrote Adam in yellow?
Really? That is so challenging. That is like me. I'll take it.
It was Shannon.
All right, you're not here. You can't have it. All right.
The drama continues.
Darren? Oh, Darren left. No, Darren's gone.
Uh-oh.
He took an early flight. My southern friend. He's like, I'm out. Okay.
If that says Adam again, no. Sean.
Sean in little orange yellow pen.
Sean S. Okay. We need to do this sooner in the day, huh, guys?
What? All
it's
right.
Adam?
Okay. Yeah.
Adam.
yeah I want you guys to the name the line for the name is on this side, but we don't want to follow the rules in any way. We want to turn it over in an eensy little 9-point font. We want to write Adam in yellow. Yeah, way to make that easy for me, Adam. Awesome.
All right,
you're supposed to make the coach look good.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. We're done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that is a wrap.